tear fall from your eyes. No, 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 no. Cause everything you are to me, ooh, I could never let you hurt inside. You mean so much and I'm so thankful that you're in my life. And I appreciate your love and all your sacrifice. Without you by my side, I never could survive. I wouldn't be the woman standing here before your eyes. You taught me strength and you gave me guidance. Whenever faith was lost, you were there to find it. And all because a mother's love is unconditional. With all my heart and all my soul, I wanna let you know that I thank you and I love you. And I will never place anyone above you. Said I thank you and I love you. And I will never ever place no one above you. You have given me life and I just want you to know that you're the reason I'm here today. I will never let go to everything that we share and nothing can compare. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. It's what I'm saying.
Hello friends, as we all know that every year Mother's Day is celebrated on second Sunday of the month of May, and this year it falls on 9th of May. So Healing Virtues welcomes you all to our Mother's Day special episode for today. Mothers, they are the most important persons in our lives, as they put every effort to help us hone our skills, our abilities, and carve our personalities. This is the day marked to appreciate and feel grateful for all the hard work a mother puts in for her child. People usually give gifts, flower bouquets, to their mothers to make this day special. So we at Healing Virtues, through this Mother's Day special episode, wish to present a gift of gratitude to all the mothers out there. While you are here with us, take a comfortable position and do participate with us for a small mindfulness exercise to release your energies in the universe and to express your gratitude for your mothers and especially motherly figures who might have played a very special role in your lives and hold a special place in your hearts. We also have some special guests with us who will be sharing their thoughts and dedicating a message of gratitude for their mothers. So stay tuned with us to celebrate this special day in a special way. There can be no better time than this day to show the love and respect that we have in our hearts for our dearest mothers. Then why do we hesitate so much to express our emotions? Each day of our life is the gift from the God and our mother, as she is the first face of God in our lives. Though we should not limit our feelings to be just shared on this one single day, but still we should try to dedicate at least this particular day specially for her. Some of us may be lucky enough to have our mothers with us in our lives, but for some there may be a void in the hearts which can never be filled. Whatsoever the case may be, the part of the heart of a mother and her blessings always remain with her children. It is believed that our mother is the epitome of love, generosity, sacrifice, and affection. Her presence on the earth provides solace to the enduring humankind. A mother's smiling face removes all sorrows and stress of the world. Let us now take some time out for ourselves and our mothers, wherever we may be and howsoever the conditions may be around us. As our mothers have always put us in first place in their lives, so it's our turn to do so for them. Also, this can be well realized how significant and demanding this role is once we ourselves are playing it for our children. No mother can ever forget her child's small acts of innocence and love for her the first time they utter the word mom or ma. Their first drawings, their each I love you mom card that still tickles her hearts with happiness and warmth. Let's bring back the same love and joy in our hearts for our mothers and express it in this very moment. I would like to invite you to sit in a comfortable position for a few minutes with the least number of thoughts crossing your minds. Close your eyes and take few deep relaxing breaths in and out now. Just relax. Start traveling back to your cherished memories of your childhood, when your mother first took you in your arms, or when you were the part of her in the safest place in this whole world, completely untouched and pure. Let us start with thanking God who chose her for you. Then start being grateful for all the nourishment she provided you since you were seated inside her by the Creator. He made her your one of the guardian angels to always choose the best for you and protect you from all the evil and to bless you in all your life situations with the best. How about remembering each and every favorite dress in your wardrobe designed by her for your each special occasion, from your birthdays to the college parties and to your wedding and till your own times of motherhood. I am sure you cannot thank her enough. Just remember, wherever she is now, near or far, you will always be her reflection. No one can see your heart through. No one can ever read your mind the way she can do. So don't wait further to pour your heart out to her and release your expression of gratitude for her. Just try to recollect each and every memory connected with her. It will definitely make you feel special again. Just recall yourself as her favorite, her cuddly teddy bear, whom she held in her arms with an unconditional feeling of love. I'm sure you cannot forget all the sleepless nights she had spent to care for you during all the hard times, whether it may be an illness or exam anxieties or just heart breakups. Also, don't hesitate to detach yourself from any kind of negative emotions attached to any times when you might not have been at your best behavior with her. Just try to release with every deep exhale you take. Keep inhaling love and exhaling the sadness, the feeling of regret out. Ask for her forgiveness, though she might have already forgiven you long back. It may only be felt like a heavy load on your heart and mind. Just try to release with every deep inhale and exhale. Let those bitter memories wash away now. For few of us, the memories of our mother may not be fonder enough. So it is the best time to forgive them too, as each one of us has its own destiny to confront. But it's not right on our part to hold any kind of grudges for our mother. Just say, "Thank you, mother. Thank you for raising me so well, for being there for me in my every life situation. Thank you." Just be in this moment. Keep feeling the love and warmth of her lap. Feel your head in her beautiful hands, still blessing you abundantly from wherever in this universe she may be. Feel being with her, howsoever far actually you may be. At times we are near, but still hearts are far apart. Take this very moment to break that ice and release your feelings. Don't hold them in your heart. Release. A lifetime may not be enough to be grateful to her, to her sacrifices. So use each moment of this time and your life when you still can to show your love and gratitude to her. I would now invite you to say few words of gratitude with me for our mothers, wherever they might be in this world. O Mother, I may not say this enough, but today, on this special day, I want to simply say this out loud. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you have ever done for me, and to never let me feel alone. Nothing is more precious to me than your sweet smile that still makes my day special. Memory of all the times of being with you is my happy home place to go to when I am completely shattered or just not feeling good. I love you, Mom. Thank you. Dear souls, you can visit this special place in your heart whenever you are in your low ebbs. I'm sure nothing can be more comforting than this. Now, I would like you to slowly bring back your consciousness to your present surroundings. It's completely fine if you're feeling overwhelmed or even like to cry or just smile. Do as your heart feels like. You have your mother's blessings with you now and always. Also, ask for blessings for your mother or her soul from the Creator. May God bless her with the best of health and happiness.
So friends, I would now like to invite our first special guest for today, Mrs. Poonam, who will be sharing her beautiful thoughts with us on this special day. We welcome you, ma'am, and we would love to hear from you. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Hello. On this special moment, I just want to thanks to my mom. मैं मानती हूँ दुनिया का कोई रिश्ता छोटा या बड़ा नहीं होता, पर मेरी माँ के बराबर कोई और बड़ा नहीं होता. So, mom, in a million way, you show me that you care. Thank you for all the sacrifices you have made for us. You are extraordinary, beautiful and loving, mom. I will forever be grateful for everything you do. I love you. Thank you. Thank you so much for this platform to send my message to my mom.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for taking out time to join with us and share your special message. Your feelings surely reach your mother through this. Thank you once again. Next on our guest list, Miss Khushi, who joins us to dedicate her feelings of gratitude for her mother and how her mother has been a pillar of strength in her life. We welcome you, dear Khushi, and let's hear from you now.
Thank you. So I've written this poem for my mother. Sometimes I know what to say to give thanks for all that you've done. But then they fly up and away as quickly as they come. How could I possibly thank you enough, the one who makes me whole, the one to whom I owe my life, the forming of my life, the one who loved me at night, and the one who stopped my crying, the one who was expert at picking up when I was lying.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful expression of thoughts. I'm sure this would make your mother feel out of world today. Once again, thank you so much for joining us.
So friends, this was all for today on this Mother's Day special episode, and I hope you all would have enjoyed this gift of gratitude mindfulness activity dedicated to all the mothers. If you enjoyed being with us, kindly share your reviews and share this podcast link with your loved ones. We look forward to your participation with us next time. You can reach out to us on WhatsApp, Instagram, or Facebook at Healing Virtues. Our WhatsApp number is +91 79 868 30354. Once again, happy Mother's Day. Stay happy, stay safe, feel grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.